Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCama, joined by Jody, publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, you're kind of on the road, and I'm a little jealous of what you're doing. I mean, you're doing some, I don't know if you want to call it investigative work, some scouting work. It's kind of all of that wrapped into one. Why don't you tell everybody where you've jetted off to?
Well, I wanted to find out this whole Cali to the Ville thing, Michael. All right. And what the heck is it? What it really is, and how many, and how is this thing going to really take off? So I came to Cali for the weekend, and it's a big weekend. It's the Steve Clarkson quarterback retreat this weekend in Santa Monica. And it's going to be at, it's a place called Lincoln Middle School. It's put on by Adidas. It's run by Steve Clarkson. You've heard a lot about him. It's Pierce Clarkson's dad. Mix, a lot of elite college and high school quarterbacks, some young kids. I think from what I understand, the youngest will be 10. Wow. college counselors act as mentors to a large group of the kids. As again, like I said, they range from 10 all the way up, to Pierce Clarkson and Malachi Nelson. Nelson's the number two composite quarterback in 2023, headed to USC. And of course, Pierce Clarkson is the number 10 composite and is headed to Louisville. He's kind of familiar with the QB retreat, as Steve Clarkson, his dad, has put this thing on for years. They didn't have it 2 years ago. It was back last year. And I'm excited, Michael. I'm excited to get to spend some time around the Clarksons, and B, get a chance to see Pierce throw. He has had some issues with his back recently. He's had some back spasms, but I'm excited to see him work out this weekend, and it's going to be a fun all around weekend.
Yeah, and clearly you're going to see a lot of talent. You kind of hinted at or discussed it there, some of the guys that you'll see. This is a camp that's produced a lot of top quarterbacks and other athletes throughout the year. You mentioned Pierce Clarkson, the Louisville target, wide receiver Kyle Parker is expected to be there as well, and a slew of current college players there to help camp and be counselors to some of these younger kids and kind of mentor them a little bit as well, which is a whole nother side story that you can follow while you're out there.
Yeah, definitely, because we know two of them very well. Malik Cunningham will be here. The crop of college counselors this year includes Bryce Young from Alabama, who won the Heisman last year. C.J. Stroud, who I would put him as the favorite this year, like from Ohio State. I think he's probably the guy right now who'd be the favorite. Malik Cunningham is in that group. Michigan State's Caden Hauser's in that group. Devin Leary, who I love from NC State's in that group. And Dorian Thompson Robinson, the UCLA kid. So a lot of elite talented quarterbacks will be counselors, out of the college ranks. And then there's going to be some skill position guys here as well. Jackson Smith, Njigba, from Ohio State, say that five times. Mario Williams from USC, among a lot of other guys, along with Amari Huggins Bruce from Louisville. So I'm excited to see what these guys, how Malik and Amari kind of stack up. They will be counselors, but they'll also get in some work as well.
Yeah, and certainly it's going to be cool to be able to see, I imagine, how he interacts. Obviously, they're never going to play together on the same team, speaking of Malik and Pierce, but certainly, a kind of passing of the baton potentially between the quarterbacks. So it'll be kind of neat to see how they potentially connect as well. I mentioned earlier, Louisville wide receiver target Kyle Parker is going to be there. So that's one thing that I'm curious about, because we know how Pierce loves to recruit. So I'm sure he's going to be in Kyle's ear, and we'll be curious to see how much time that they get to spend together on the field, you know, throwing and catching together as well. So, well,
yeah. And I don't, again, he's not the only one. Look, I don't think Louisville, I'm not putting them in the Jontae Cook anymore, but, you know, he's a guy who was Jontae Cook is a guy who came and visited Louisville. And I just don't think they're in the mix, you know, with him anymore. And same with the Brandon Ennis kid. Those are two of the top receivers in the country. But there is one guy that I know Louisville, Hakeem Williams. Louisville is still trying to kind of stay in there with Hakeem Williams. He's a five-star kid out of Fort Lauderdale, and so they'll try to stay in the mix, you know, with him. And then look, this thing is in Cali, you know. I mean, I can't imagine that there won't be, you know, Aaron Williams and Raymond Polito, Jaleel McClain, those guys like that hanging around, just kind of chilling out and seeing, you know, what this camp that maybe Jamari Johnson is there. And I'm not sure about DeAndre Moore. I'll actually be a little disappointed if DeAndre Moore isn't around this week, because I'd love to sit down and chat, you know, with him about his future as well. So all in all, just a great weekend, and should be a ton of fun. And I'm excited for the Steve Clarkson quarterback retreat.
Yeah, plenty of great content certainly to come out of it as well. You'll be tracking it again Saturday and Sunday. You'll be tracking all the action both days at the retreat. And, of course, you'll be able to track it all right at Cardinal Authority on the Insider Board. So plenty to follow over the coming days for sure this weekend.
Yeah, and again, it's not going to, you know, I mean, like, I, you know, guys like, you know, Malik and Amari, or they're not going to do a ton of stuff. It's more of getting them out and kind of getting them to meet some people. It is run by Adidas, so it is a big deal. And if you look at the most of the quarterbacks are the Adidas school, you know, a lot of them are the Adidas schools. Now, it's not all of them, but you know, a lot of them are the Adidas schools. And then when you look at the quarterbacks, the younger quarterbacks, the 2024 crop is loaded. Four of the top five quarterbacks in the country in that 24 class will be here at the camp. Including a couple of them that Louisville has offered in Jaden Davis and Julian Sayin. And again, I don't know that Louisville's going to be able to get a big time quarterback in that group, you know, a top 10 one because of Pierce, and because of his presence, on the roster at that point, but they'll still offer some, and I think they'll still take a quarterback. It'll just be interesting to see who it might be, but yeah, there's a lot of talent, and it should be a lot of fun.
So make sure you got your photo, your camera, your video recorder, your notebook, your writer's notebook, and everything on hand, because it should be a lot of cool news and notes coming out of there this weekend, Jody.
Yeah, it should be. It's at a middle school here in Santa Monica, California. It is the Steve Clarkson QB retreat. And I'm on the ground in the LA area, and we'll be there both days reporting. And again, try to figure out just how deep this Cali to the Ville thing runs out here in California. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a football edition of the Cards Cast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.